Romans chapter 3. I want to begin reading at verse 21. Romans chapter 3 and verse 21. And the Bible says, "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus." Amen. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on when God sees. Amen. When God sees. Praise the Lord. As we look at this today and we see that as Paul writes here in Romans chapter 3, he's speaking about that righteousness that's beyond the law, and that the law was manifest. And the law showed us that there were so many things that we couldn't do. There's so many different ways of living that we couldn't live. But God says, praise the Lord. He said that the law was manifest, that God's righteousness was manifest, being a witness by the law and the prophets. And he said, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith in Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. I'm glad to praise God today that we see that God was manifest, the law was manifest, and we could see it, and we could realize that we could not live up to the law. We could not keep it. We could not be perfect. Praise God in this old flesh in which we live. But I'm glad today that God said, praise the Lord, that He manifest Himself in the flesh of a man that came down here, praise God, that through righteousness of God, that we might have the manifestation of the Lord Jesus Christ through faith, that we might believe on Him. Amen. And I'm glad that He said today that there is no difference. Praise God. Amen. God is not a respecter of persons. You may be here this morning and you say, well, preacher, you don't know how vile and wicked I've been. You don't know the ungodly things, the deeds I've done in this life. No, I don't know this morning, but God does. And God's looking down today and He said, you know what? I love you anyway. Amen. That the righteousness of God, what's right according to God, was manifest in us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because there is a difference this morning. Praise God. There's no difference between me, but there's a difference in God.
Amen.
Amen. We're serving a great and a mighty God. And He says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. So He said, there's no difference who we are. And it don't matter how good you think you may be. He said, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all transgressed against God. We've all went out of the way against God. Amen. We've all done things that we shouldn't do. That didn't bring glory to God. He said, we've all come short. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. He said, being justified freely by the grace. Amen. Did you get that? By His grace. He said, that's how we're just as if we didn't do those bad things. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, we're being justified because of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of what He did on the cross of Calvary. Praise God. We can be justified through the Lord Jesus Christ, through faith in that finished work of Calvary. He went to the cross of Calvary. He died for the sins of the world. He died for me and you, that through Him we might be saved. Amen. Praise God. And it was because of the grace of God. For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. It said it's a gift of God.
Amen.
Amen. Not of works, lest any man should boast. But praise God, I'm glad He gave it to us through grace, through faith to those that believe, praise God, on Lord Jesus Christ, that we might be saved.
Amen.
Grace through faith. He said, justified freely. He said, I will say this morning, praise God, He said, it don't cost you nothing. Amen. You can get in this morning, praise God, and it don't cost you a dime. Amen. And have that eternal peace in your heart. Amen. I want to say there's nothing else that you can get by that cheap. Amen. Look, y'all, but I want to tell you, hey, it had a price. It cost heaven its best. Heaven had to give its best so that we'd have an opportunity through grace to be saved. Amen. It cost heaven the very best. He said that being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Where did redemption come from? He said it was through Christ Jesus. That redemption, that's that paying a price. That's being bought back. Amen. Hey, praise God, we were sold on the auction block. Amen. We were just old sinners, praise God, with no hope. Just like being auctioned off to the slave market on the auction block, and nobody would bid on us. Nobody wanted us. Nobody wanted you. Nobody wants you. But praise God, they was a good God of glory. Lord Jesus Christ in glory. Praise God. He come down and He said, I'll take them.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. He said, I'll pay. He said, you can't afford it. He said, I'll pay the price. Amen. Praise God. And He came to where we was at. Died for our sin. Paid the price of our sinfulness. Bought us, praise God, as a prized possession. This old name redeemed us, praise the Lord, through Jesus Christ. He says, whom God hath set forth to be the propitiation, that sacrifice that was made. Can you imagine the great God of glory? And we preached on this last Sunday morning that He is God. Amen. He still said, no matter what this world says, no matter how vile and wicked it may be, God is still God. He's not changed. But I say people all the time say, well, God's still on His throne. Praise God, He's never left. He's God. He's always going to be God. He's always been God. He's always going to be God. He changes not. Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you glad that God don't change every day? Amen. Hey, you know what? If we is in charge of this thing, we might wake up in a bad mood one day and just flick all of us off into eternity. Amen. You know how you are. Amen. When you get up on the wrong side of the bed, your pillow's not as fluffy as it should have been. Amen. You don't get the rest. Praise God. You get up and you get up all grouchy. Amen. That's what. Hey, they don't tell what we might do if we was in charge. But I'm glad today. Praise God that God is in charge. Amen. And He brought us redemption through His Son, whom God has set forth that to be the propitiation through faith in His blood. Amen. What makes the difference? You know what makes the difference today? What makes the difference in what we believe and what other people believe? What's the difference between us and the Islams? What's the difference between us and the Buddhists? Amen? Well, what's the difference? You want me to tell you what the difference is, Brother Ray? It's the blood. Amen? The difference between us and them, praise God, is the blood that was shed on Calvary for the remission of sins. The Bible says in Ephesians 1 and 17, He said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that blood was shed. See, we see that. It has to be that way. Jesus is the one that came to die for our sins. He said in John 14:6, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He said, if you want to get in, praise God, we got to get in through Jesus. Amen. We got to trust in that finished work of Lord Jesus Christ if we're going to get in. Amen. And what's going to get us in? What's going to save us? What's going to give us glory? Praise God, is that blood that He shed on Calvary. Amen. And what it's going to give us, Brother Bill, is that faith in that blood. Amen. See, it's not about what we know in our mind. He's about, praise God, it's what we know in our heart that'll get us there. It'll make a difference and it'll change us. There'll be a drastic change. You hear me? There'll be a drastic change take place in our life, praise God, that we'll never get over. And we won't want to. Because it'll make us better people, praise God, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ and that blood sacrifice that He made on Calvary. It'll change us forever. It'll change our thinking. It'll change our actions. It'll change our reactions. It'll change our motivation. When we begin to see, praise God, what God sees. When God looks at us, what does He see? Amen. Praise the Lord. He sees that precious blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary. Amen. Praise His holy name. We see it plumb back in Genesis 4:4. You remember when Abel and Cain and Abel, they came and they brought their sacrifice for the Lord? And the Bible says that Abel brought his and God accepted his sacrifice. He brought a blood sacrifice. Amen. But the Bible said that He had no respect to Cain's offering. Why? Because he brought an offering of his hands. Amen. He brought an offering of his word. You a preacher, that, well, that's all he had. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what he could have done. He could have went over there to Abel. If he had got rid of the pride and he humbled himself, he could have took that he'd made with his hands. He could have took it to Abel. He'd say, hey, listen, brother, I need a blood sacrifice. I need an offering to the Lord. Amen. Let me trade you a whole bunch of this for one of them little old lambs, praise God. I might have something to offer. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. That remission means to put away, to get rid of. Amen. It takes that blood, praise God, in order to get rid of sin. Amen. It takes that blood to get rid of sinfulness. Praise the Lord. And when God sees the Lord Jesus Christ, He don't see nothing but the blood. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. So we see Cain and Abel. See Abel with that blood offering. We see Cain with that bloodless sacrifice. I want to say it'll not work. You say, is the blood important? The blood is the main essence of this whole thing. This is what God uses to empower us. Praise the Lord. Now look at Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 in verse 7. He says, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness. Now watch this. You say, is the blood important? He said, whom we have blood, have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Amen. Praise God. When the blood's applied, praise God, the sin is gone. Amen. Bless His holy name. He goes on and says, according to the riches, what makes it happen? The riches of His grace. He said it's God's grace manifest to us. God's riches that Christ expends, praise God, is what pays the price for old sinful men. That's what buys us in, praise God, gives us an opportunity to be a child of the King. Bless His holy name. We see what God does in it. And we see that's where the power comes in, through grace. Or grace empowers us, praise God, to receive. Either way you say it, praise God, it's all about God and what He does for us. It's through the grace of God, praise God, that the blood was shed on Calvary for the remission, the putting away, the getting rid of all of our sinfulness. Amen. See, when we realize that we're just old sinners in needing of a Savior. Amen. There's none good. No, the Bible says there's none good. No, not one. Amen. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. And He says it's through the blood of Jesus that the redemption through the blood of Jesus, that was because of the grace of God. Amen. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, He ties this thought together. He said, who hath delivered us? Colossians 1:13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness? So we see the power of grace that moves on to the power of darkness and overshadows and illuminates the darkness. Amen? That's just God. That's what He does. So we see Him as God begins to illuminate. Amen? He said, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness? Who delivered us? Who will deliver us out of the hand of Satan? Who will deliver us out of this, the power of the prince and the power of this present world? Amen. Only God can do that. The Lord Jesus Christ, He's the only one that can deliver us out. I don't know about you, praise God. I'm a looking for deliverance. Amen. I'm like the children down there in Israel, praise God. I'm a looking for deliverance. I'm a looking for a deliverer. Praise God, and it's in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is my deliverer. He said, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. And He hath translated, that means He took us from one place and He put us in another. He said He has translated. In other words, it's past tense. If you're a child of God, praise God, you've been taken out of the dark and put in the light.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Things is happening. The power to translate. The power to take you from one place, one situation, one lifetime, and put you in another. Amen. What does that? It's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the only thing that can translate us in that fashion. Not only does it translate, but praise God, it offers it's the power of the purchase. Look at what He says. We who hath delivered us out of from the power of darkness, translates into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood. Amen. He said that we have, amen, we've been bought, praise God, we've been purchased from our sinfulness to a God-likeness. Amen. And He's performed that in us, amen, in whom we have redemption. He said we've been bought, we've been redeemed. Listen to me now. Everybody look at me a minute. The price has been paid for your sinfulness. Amen? If you're not a child of God, if you're not living for the Lord, praise God, and you need to now because the price has already been paid. Amen? We just have to receive what's been paid. Receive unto self the Lord Jesus Christ because He paid the price for us, praise God. He bought us. He offered up the price and He offered the power of forgiveness. Amen? We have to accept the forgiveness that God has. We have to forgive ourselves. Amen. Sometimes it's hard to forgive ourselves, praise God, just how wicked we are. But praise God, there's a good God of glory. He'll even help us with that. Said, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness, watch this, of sins. Amen. So He takes the sin out of the way. He gets rid of it, amen, for us because He can. And He gives us, praise God, in a place of sin and death, amen, He gives us forgiveness unto life. And oh, what a life we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. He said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. But He said, because that blood was shed on Calvary, amen, praise God, He said, we have redemption. Now I want you to notice something. He said, not only do we have redemption, Brother Andrew, He said, but it's eternal redemption. Look at Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11, the Bible says, but Christ being come in high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of, now watch this building. Amen. It's not of this building. He said, it's not of this creation. It's not anything that we know about here. He praised God. He said, what God's done for us, what God wants to do, He said, praise God, it's plumb out of this world. Amen. He said, it's different. It's unique. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by, now watch this, but by His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption. Watch this. For who? For us. He said, praise God, the Lord went in one time for us, praise God, and He offered us eternal redemption. Amen. It's not something that's fleeting. It's not something that we have to chase. Praise God, it's something that God given through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. It's through the precious blood of Jesus, through that remission of sins. Look what He says in verse 22 of that same chapter. Hebrews 9 and 22, He said, almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood, here it is again, is no remission. He said, without the blood, there's no forgiveness. Amen. But thank God, because of the blood, we have forgiveness. Bless His holy name. Ain't you glad you can be forgiven? Amen. Praise God. God forgive because the blood of Jesus Christ, the price of forgiveness has been paid. The price of all of our sinfulness, praise God, has been paid because of that shed blood that was shed on Calvary. Amen. He said it was shed one time. He said by His own blood He entered in once into the holy. I'm glad Jesus don't have to die and die and keep dying. Amen. He died one time. He shed His blood one time, praise God. And because He did that, praise Lord God, praise the Lord, we got in. He made available a place where we could get in. Praise the Lord. And our sins could be forgiven. Amen. Ain't you glad that is? Because, why? Because the blood. When the Father sees the blood, amen, makes all the difference. Praise God. He don't want the blood of lambs and goats. And He goes, praise God, it was the shed blood of the Savior, His Son, amen, that takes away sins. As others would just push it back just a little bit. But praise God, one day Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. He shed His blood. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you're just preaching no bloody religion. It's a bloody religion. Amen. It's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed for old sinners. Praise God. That through Him, we might be saved. Our sacrifice for sins forever. Look at Hebrews chapter 10. Go one more chapter. Chapter 10, verse 11. He said, and every priest standeth daily minister and offer and oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. He said, them priests would stand and offer up sacrifices every day, shed blood every day, but they could never take away sin. They just pushed them back for another spell. Amen. But he said, but this man, who? Jesus. Amen. This man, Jesus. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, listen to it, forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sat down on the right hand of God. From henceforth, expect until his enemies be made his footstool. Amen. He said, this one, this Jesus, praise God, said he sat down at the right hand of the Father on high. Amen. The ultimate, that everlasting sacrifice for sins. Amen. Praise the Lord. Who did that? Jesus did that. It was through the blood, amen, that he did that. So you say, Pastor, what are you saying? I said, when God looks on us, when God sees us, praise God, what does he see? If you're lost and you're in your sin, he sees your sin. Amen. If you're lost without God, he sees your sin. Amen. But praise God when you've been born again. Amen. Praise God. He sees a different picture altogether. Can I illustrate that for you this morning? I brought a little illustration I'd like to show you. If God would be my help, and I had a helper or two. Amen. Greg, would you mind to come up here and help me just a minute, please? I'll use you. You'll be a good candidate to help me with this. Amen. Bless your heart, little Alexis. She's down there on the floor. Yeah. Or I'd get her too. All right, we have Greg and Amanda here. And God, when God looks at us, he sees us as we are. But the Bible tells us that he sees to the very innermost part of our heart and the very fiber of our being. Amen. So that when God looks at her, looks at us, amen, it might be like a plain sheet of paper that we see and just a clear sheet. But because of who we are, because we were created with a sinful nature, in other words, that in the very center of us, we have sin. And see, we're like this white paper it's pure and white. But in the center, the very centermost part is sin. And if we ain't careful, that sin overshadows. That old sin becomes the biggest part of who we are. And we can see that as it, hold that right there. And we begin to see that sinfulness, and it becomes, if we ain't very careful, it becomes who we are. It becomes the biggest part of our lives. But praise God, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, and because of that blood that he shed, and when we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said, praise God, he said, hey, it takes away that sin. Amen. Amen. It takes that sin out of the way, and it casts it into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. Amen. Amen. And when we see God, and Greg here, he can see his little family, and he sees his wife, he sees himself, and he sees a great and a mighty God, and he realizes who God is. But you know what we got to do? This is where we're messing up. Amen. We've got to keep pleading the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. What we need to do, Greg needs to just, he needs to just say, hey, you know what? He said, what? The blood of Lord Jesus Christ. It's like this red glass. Amen. This is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When he looks and he sees, and when God Almighty looks, amen, glory be to God. You know what he sees? Amen. Hey, it don't matter how we at, what we've done, praise God, when we believe on Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, praise God, when we believe on him. Amen. What are we believing, Brother Jeff? We're believing on the blood. Amen. We're trusting in the blood. We've got to realize and recognize the blood that was shed on Calvary. Because sinfulness, Greg, is apt to come up. It's apt to even come up in our little ones. Sinfulness. But praise God, God will take sin out of the way if we just ask him. Amen, Greg, you come right here just a minute. And praise God, when God looks down and we've accepted Lord Jesus Christ, when we've trusted in the blood. Amen. When we've trusted in the blood, when God looks down on little Amanda and little Alexis, praise God, you know what? He said, hold that up there, Greg. Amen, I spit on it. Amen, look what he says. Amen, what does he see? He sees nothing but the blood, amen. Glory be to God, listen. We just got to keep pleading the blood. Amen. Hey, glory be to God. When things is bad, Brother Greg, we just plead the blood. Plead the blood on our lives. Plead the blood on our families. Pray God. We've got to plead the blood. Amen. Amen. Praise God. When God looks on us, only thing he'll see is the blood. Amen. That blood that was shed on Calvary, praise God. The only thing, get up there with. Amen. Amen. When you start praying, when you love the Lord Jesus Christ, he takes that sin out of the way. It's gone. Amen. Praise God, when he looks through there, they may be aspects of your life, they may be things that's not right. But praise God, when we had, see what's wrong with us is we don't believe God. Because if we truly believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, we'd be pleading the blood. Amen. It's the blood that removes sin. It's the blood that gets sin out of the way. It's the blood that does away with our sinfulness. See, we can't plead the blood if we don't know who shed it. We can't plead the blood if we're not trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. But praise God, when we begin to plead the blood, amen. When Jesus looks on this little old family, what does he see? He don't see, glory to God, he don't see nothing but the blood. Amen. You say, is the blood important? The blood is the biggest part. Amen. If we can get, now listen, we can't do this lightly. Amen. We can't plead the blood if we don't believe in the blood. But if that blood's been applied to our lives, when God looks at us, amen, when God sees us, all he sees, he don't see our sinfulness. He don't verify. He don't see our wickedness. All he sees is the blood. Amen. When he looks on little Alexa, come here. When he looks on little Alexis, because daddy's a pleading the blood, amen, all he sees is that blood. Amen. She may not be big enough to know that yet, but praise God, God sees the blood, amen. Glory be to God, that was shed on her life because, praise, amen, because daddy believed.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And the great grace of God looks down upon him and he sees that blood. Will daddy believe and save her? No. But boy, praise God, he put her up there where God to see the blood. Amen. Where God can begin to, hey, he say, you know what? Hey, somebody down there that can plead the blood. Amen. We gotta plead the blood. Because I'm apt to mess up today. But praise God, Brother Rex, when God sees me, amen, he don't see me as I am. Amen. He don't see my faults and my failures. But praise God, he sees the blood of his son. Amen. Are you seeing the picture? Amen. It's not about me and how good I am, praise God. But it's about Jesus that I believe in all my heart. And if I die and go to hell today, I'll go trusting in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Me and the blood of Jesus will enter into hell and all hell will be saved. Amen. Because I'm trusting in the blood of Jesus. When God sees me, when God sees them, praise God, when we're pleading the blood, all God sees is the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. He don't, you sit down. Thank you. Amen. I wonder today, when God looks at you, what does he see? How about, you know, I think most of us, Brother Rex, what he sees, some old sinner striving to try to do right. Amen. Most of us, just some old sinner trying to do, and it's honorable. It's good to try to do right. But what we ought to be doing, praise God, put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That finished work, redemption, praise God, price has been paid. The remission of sin, get rid of it. Amen, just start pleading the blood. So when God looks at us, Brother Rick, all he sees is the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen, when he sees this big old noggin, praise God, he just sees the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. He don't see us as well, praise God. We got to claim the blood, proclaiming the blood. It's the blood. Amen. When he looks through that, oh, we're there. Every essence and fiber of our being, it's there. Amen. Our families, our people, our loved ones, praise God, they're there. But praise God, when we love the Lord, we get in this thing together and we start pulling together, praise God, and he looks through it, he looks at us, all he sees is that blood. That blood that was shed on Calvary for the remission of sins. Amen. Praise the Lord, the devil tries to bring stuff up and he said, hey, do you know what he did the other day? Huh? You know what he thought? The thought, what he was entertained in his mind, it run through his mind, did you see that, God? And God looks at me and he says, all I see is the blood. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, I said, Lord, forgive me. Praise. And he said, all I see is the blood.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know what's important today, youngins? It's important today that we plead the blood. But David would say, it's important we plead the blood on our families. Amen. It's the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that makes a difference. It's the blood of Lord Jesus Christ that'll save us from our sins. It's the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen, I'm done. That'll save us from the wrath of God. Amen. God's wrath will be poured out one day. Amen. To all those that deny Him. But you know, I'm say this and I'm done. Now listen very carefully. I'm going to finish. You know how you can get away from the wrath of God and never have to worry about that? Accept the Lord Jesus Christ. You know how to really do that? You pray God, just believe in your heart, Jacob, and just start pleading the blood. Amen. Just start pleading the blood. Every circumstance, every instant comes up in your life. Praise God, just plead the blood. Say, oh, Jesus, thank you for the blood you shed that helped me overcome this stuff in my life. Amen. Praise God. He takes it out of the way, and all that God the Father sees is that precious blood that was shed on Calvary. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just got to plead the blood. Amen. Listen to me this morning. Have you been pleading the blood? Do you plead the blood? I think we're coming short. I think we're selling ourselves short. Amen. Because we say that we believe, but we're not believing in the blood. We're not pleading the blood of Jesus. But praise God, when we start pleading the blood of Jesus, amen, when all these things come at us, praise God, just say, you know what, I believe, Lord Jesus, I'm just pleading the blood. Amen. Praise God. And see, then God looks out for Chris, and he don't see nothing but the Son. Amen. He sees nothing but that blood that was shed, praise God, and then He can pour out that help that we need whenever we need it. But see, we're defeating ourselves, praise God, if we don't plead the blood. But boy, we get back, you know, you say, preacher, this ain't very popular. People don't preach us no more. Boy, I know it. And we've really let down God. Amen. Because what He sees, amen, in our life, if we're born again, praise God, He sees the blood that's been applied.